Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Now, I have a great program for you today. It's all about the journey to parenthood. Now, sometimes getting pregnant isn't as easy breezy as couples have led to believe. In fact, the CDC reports that 1 in 8 couples has trouble getting pregnant or sustaining a pregnancy. And for women, after all the years spent telling their body not to get pregnant, now they want to get pregnant. They want to have a baby. Yet the fertility challenges can leave women feeling hopeless, frustrated, and demoralized. My guest today is Julie Pierce. She is a relationship expert who is passionate about helping powerful, spiritually inclined businesswomen find and attract their soulmate. For over 2 decades, Julie's been guiding individuals through life-changing transformations. She's also the author of the book, I Still Want to Be a Mom, Escaping Hopelessness and Embracing Motherhood, in which she guides readers out of struggle and back to the place of confidence by sharing what she's learned through her own fertility challenges and her years of working with women struggling their way toward motherhood. Now, to learn more about Julie, her book, and her coaching programs, go to RadiantHeartLove.com. So welcome to the program, Julie. Great to have you with us today.
Thanks, Terry. I'm really excited to be here with you today.
Well, we're excited to have you too. Now, before we get to the topic, tell us what types of clients you see as a coach, and what are some of the typical issues that clients come to you to see you or talk to you about?
So most of my clients are successful businesswomen. They're either corporate leaders or entrepreneurs themselves, creating their own businesses. And so there's two kinds of struggles that I usually work with in relationship. One is the woman has spent so much of her time and energy focused on her career, her business, that she's kind of left love to the side. And now she's thinking, wow, that would be nice to have someone to share all this with. But she's probably not finding the right kind of men when she goes out dating. It's a struggle. Sometimes she's attracting men that she later has to get rid of. And also she's really concerned that a relationship is a distraction from her continued success. So that's a concern and a conflict.
Right. So if she has a relationship that's going to take time away from her career and that path that she has moved forward with, right?
Exactly. And on top of that is, I'm speaking as this woman. I am not going to compromise anything about myself. I'm not going to abandon the aspect of myself to serve someone else. So she's very confident about who she is, and she's clear that there's nothing wrong with her. She's not going to change herself in terms of modifying herself to suit somebody else. So she's really looking for a man who can stand next to her and be her equal and be her the other half of her power couple, if you will.
Right. Wow. So that's a strong situation, right?
Yes, it is a very strong situation. Huh?
And that's the first type of client, then, that career woman that's left love to the side and now is interested in finding love or attracting the right kind of equal partner.
That's right. And then the other type is also a woman who is, successful in her life. She's had a lot of achievements. She's used to making things happen, but she's had heartbreak. She's feeling really tender. And the reason that she's not out there pursuing the love that she wants is because she's so afraid that she's going to get hurt again, that it's too much of a risk. And sometimes these two women I've just described are the same woman. it's sometimes we're not able to admit our pain to ourselves, and that's why we distract ourselves with our career. And then other times that's not the case. We are very clear that we are in pain and we are afraid. So those are the two different.
And so both of those women, career-oriented, strong, powerful, knowing what they want women, can have fertility challenges then, I'm
guessing.
So, right? Because yes, they've been telling their body as they've been having these relationships, whether they put to love to the side or not, they've maybe still dated and had relationships, or even if they've feared getting involved, they've still had them and they've told their body, I don't want to get pregnant at this moment. I don't want a baby. Now they find somebody and they are having issues and problems getting pregnant. So can you share with us, Julie, the story or inspiration behind writing the book, I Still Want to Be a Mom? Because I have a feeling it's tied to these women.
That's right. So I am one of these women. I am an overachiever, if you will. I've always been very ambitious. I'm very confident about who I am and wanting to be really clear about not compromising who I am, what my goals are. And I've been very used to making things happen. And I have been in a long-term relationship now, and we've been through a lot of challenges, one of which was fertility. Because things seem to come easy to me in terms of I want to make this thing in my life, I want to create this in my life, and then I would go about creating it, and it wasn't a problem. Mm-hmm. And then here I was ready to, in my mind, I thought I was ready to have a baby, and it wasn't happening. Right. That was like, what do you mean, no? I'm super in tune with my body, and it's like, what's wrong with me? Whatever's wrong with me, I can figure this out and fix it.
So you were using your mind, right? Mm-hmm, you were trying to overanalyze. How did you feel at that time, Julie?
I felt really conflicted, and I'd like to go further into the conflict in a minute, because I think that's really key for a lot of us who do struggle with fertility. But so feeling conflicted, feeling ashamed, not wanting to share the struggle with anybody, feeling like I was letting myself down, feeling like I was letting my husband down, and just confused, trying to convince myself, well, it's okay, you know, it's no big deal, these kinds of things. A lot of rationalization and confusion.
And did you talk to anyone? You said you had a hard time reaching out to anyone. Did you end up talking to anyone?
For a long time, I would not talk to anybody about it. I just figured I knew the answers, and I didn't reach out to anyone specifically around, I can't get pregnant, what's physically wrong with me? It was more like I went for acupuncture and I did other alternative types of treatments. I was very resistant to having any kind of intervention, medical intervention. And so by the time I got to the point where it was like do or die, I mean, I had a girlfriend telling me, look, your eggs are not getting any younger. They're not, you know, you need to go. And I went for intervention. I felt almost like I was giving up, you know, like on myself. Mm-hmm. So that did not feel good, as you can imagine, having just described.
Right. And as a career woman, right? I mean, myself included, I'm one too, Julie. Yeah. We feel that we can conquer the world, and we feel like we know our own path and we have control over that path. And so I can hear it in your voice and in your story as you were telling it, when then you have these challenges. First, you feel you can do it, you know, just like you've been doing everything else in your life, right? And when you decide to reach out, it must feel hopeless. It must feel like you said, I'm giving up on myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I want to go back to, we mentioned conflict a minute ago. Right. There's a lot of conflict in me that took a long time for me to realize, to come to see, between wanting to be a mom and not wanting to be a mom, just to make it very black and white. I had a lot of fears that I wasn't willing to face around what does that mean that I'm giving up in my life? while at the same time, obviously, this would be a gain, right? But what do I have to give up, and how do I have to change, and what is this going to do to my relationship? So there was all of that going on, and I wasn't really looking directly at it. And it took me a while to realize that I wasn't looking directly at it. And then also the concerns about, is this the partner that I can be a good parent? Is this the kind of parenting that we're going to do that meets my standards? That's another aspect of us, right? We have very high standards.
Right.
So there were all
that's
of those.
So much. I can feel the weight on you, Julie, and on women in this situation.
Yes.
And women out there in the audience who are listening, you know, whether it's fertility challenges or parenting or any other personal situation, I mean, you can hear the struggle. We want to be perfect. We've been told if we are career women or business women, how can we do the personal at the same time? And so what a heavy weight. I mean, society, I think, has taught us that. You know, can you do both? No. And so if you want to do both, what a struggle. What will we give up, and how will we be both?
Right. Well, I think we've been told two stories, actually. We've been told you can't, but we've also been told you can at the same time. You can be this superwoman. Oh, but wait a second. Be sure and take care of all these other things. It's it's just crazy. It's too much. We have to come to the space of reality that I'm a human being. I'm in a time space, human body life. What am I going to prioritize? And where am I going to get help and support? Can we allow support in?
Right. So where did you get support? Where do you tell other women to get support? What do you talk about in your book then when women are struggling and going through these challenges?
Well, some of the first things that I talk about are looking, just letting everything else fall to the side, taking a break and coming to the point of meeting yourself. Where are you with yourself? What does that relationship look like? Right. Let's get that relationship clear.
So what do I ask myself, and how do I do that?
How do I feel about myself? Well, you can be really neutral about yourself. You can be totally in love with yourself, or you can be in disdain of yourself, basically. So if you are in disdain of yourself, let's go that way. You have an adversarial relationship with yourself in that case. Now, if you want someone to do something for you, but you're their adversary, how likely are they going to do that thing for you?
Not very likely. I'm getting it. So the relationship with me, right, is going to impact whether or not I can get pregnant, whether I can do other things. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And if I'm beating on myself, how am I going to expect myself to perform in this way, or any other way for that matter? It's in the areas that we've given ourselves that love and support and encouragement that we've been successful, right? Well, we've come to this place where we're like, I can't do this thing. I'm not doing this thing. There's something wrong with me. There's fundamentally we're beating on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And so then how do I change? But before you go forward to help women in other ways, how do I ask myself the question about my relationship with me? And then if I find out that I really don't like myself, I'm beating up on myself, how do I change that?
Well, first of all, you have to decide, can you commit to working on that relationship?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because if you can't, then you're going to just carry on doing what you're doing. And perhaps motherhood isn't going to be where you're going to end up. So what's your commitment? That's another question. What's your commitment to motherhood? Mm-hmm. Are you all in, or are you kind of in, or are you not in at all? Mm-hmm. One of the interesting exercises I like to do with my clients is ask them to tell me and describe in detail how they see their lives over the course of the next 5 years. And then, various women will describe career achievements, possibly love, whatever they're doing with their love partner, traveling, all kinds of things. Oftentimes they will not mention a child. This is super revealing, right?
Right.
And shocking. I mean, it's shocking for a woman to tell her story and then realize, oh my gosh, I left the child out. I thought I wanted the child. Where does the child fit in? So these are some more questions. Looking at your space where you live and your time scale of things you want to do in your life, where does the child fit in?
And now, can I just not have seen a child as I tell you about my next 5 years because I don't have role models in my life, because I haven't grown up with someone who has recognized children? I mean, are there many different reasons, only one of which is I haven't really committed to the notion of becoming a mother?
Absolutely. But all of those influences, all of the things that have created how we envision our, what we're creating in our future, influence our ability to commit, right? So as we look at that, the opportunity here is, if I noticed I left a child out of my story, I am now at the place of choice to write a new story and then commit to that path if that's what I want.
Right, right. I like that. So two questions then, Julie, that I want to ask myself as a woman. What's my relationship with myself? And then am I fully committed to parenthood? Any other questions that I should ask myself?
Am I with the person that I can really feel confident about being a parent with? If I'm okay with being a single parent, that's cool. That's totally a choice. I'm not here to tell anybody they have to be in a partnership to be a parent. But if you're in a partnership, is this the partnership that supports parenthood in the way you're envisioning it, the way that you want to participate in parenthood?
Right. And so the first thing that I think about is you have to have a conversation with that partner, right?
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
Do you want children? How many children do you want? And what kind of partner as well as parent are you going to be? Are we going to share responsibilities? What kind of discipline do you, you know, believe in? And so we really have to know about that other person as a partner. But then my feelings toward that person also probably matter a lot as well.
That's right. That's right. And if you're having fears, concerns like I did about, you know, oh, I'm so in love with this person. We have such a beautiful relationship. How is parenting going to change that? I'm really afraid it's going to change. I don't want it to change because I love it the way it is. Well, the reality is you're moving from, you moved from I to we, right? When you became this partnership. And now you're going to move into this larger we. So again, the identity is going to change. Right. And really being comfortable with that is important. Now, because we're women who think a lot, this is a process. This is why we do the questions. There are other women who none of these things are an issue. We're all different. Right. And then, you know, so all of these things can impact our physical ability to get pregnant. So if we're going and we're getting fertility treatments, but we're not addressing these fundamental emotional, mental, energetic, if you will, aspects, we're kind of going in already defeating ourselves.
I see. That's such a good point. Great points. And as you were talking about change and going from partners to parents and a twosome to a threesome with a child, I mean, many of us don't like change at all. So worrying about that change then is also going to affect our bodies. And I was thinking, you know, I don't like change, right? So anytime a transition is going to happen, right, I'm defeating myself in that change and really affecting how I'm going to experience that transition or change by that question in and of itself.
And it really pokes at our need for control. Right. As women who make stuff happen, as women who are successful, who have high achievement in our lives, we are in control of a lot of things. Getting pregnant is a magical process, no matter how you think of it. There are so many things that have to come together just right in order to produce a baby, that every single one of us is a miracle. And so much of it is entirely out of our control.
Exactly. And that in and of itself is challenging. Now, I know you have a son, Julie.
Yes.
Yes. So you did become pregnant.
I did.
So how is motherhood for you now? What changed? What pearls of wisdom can you give women now as a mother looking back?
Right. So this control issue, as we go into motherhood, that's another thing that can be in our way is I can't control this other person. I have no idea who this person's going to be. I mean, in reality, some of us might fool ourselves to think, oh yeah, I'm going to make this kind of child and they're going to do this kind of thing. And then we're going to be in a sore spot, right? Because this is a whole another individual, a separate being with their own path. So I think the biggest thing is coming to a place of acceptance. And that starts with accepting yourself. The more you can be at ease and acceptance with yourself, the more you can be like that with somebody else. And that's going to benefit all of your relationships. And this, what I'm talking about basically is compassion. So this is compassion for yourself and then extending that out to others.
Very good. And so that's the pearl of wisdom that you would take compassion for yourself and then it goes to others. Now, I know you also help powerful career women find and attract their soulmate, as I said at the beginning. Now, we only have a few minutes left, Julie. Tell us about that program and maybe you can share a strategy or tip for women who are listening who want to find their soulmate.
Right. So there is a process that I've created. It works over and over again. I like to call it relationship magic, where we get to a custom strategy based on what you as an individual want to create in your life as a relationship that supports all the things that you are and all the things that you've already created as you move from an I to a we. So this custom strategy includes details of how you're going to, you know, fast filter through all of the prospects that you could possibly date without wasting time when you get on a date. We want to get on a date and you want to already be in a high percentage of this is a good match. And as you're on the date, you have a process of knowing, should I stay, you know, do I gracefully bow out of this date early? Do I go to completion? Do I go on another date? Am I done? And you have tools to leave that situation gracefully. And you also have tools to know confidently that you're not going to waste time if you continue to invest forward into this relationship. So we start out by figuring out exactly what it is you want to create, just like you would in doing something as a project in a job, in your career, in your business. What is it that I want to create? Mm-hmm. What are the pieces that I need to create it? How do I organize those pieces and stick to this plan? Sort of like if you're going to build a building, you have a plan to follow, a blueprint, you have a budget to follow, and you have a time frame. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of think of using all of those resources in your custom strategy as you go out there to find your soulmate. And this is, again, depending on what the woman wants, is looking for that power couple soulmate, the person who comes and stands next to you and supports you. They can either be very much involved in the same industry and business that you're doing, or they can have their own thing going on. But it's an understanding of how we continue to be successful.
And that is great, Julie. Now, I know for listeners, you have a gift for them today, a 3-step formula to create exactly what you just said, their dream relationship, their soulmate, their powerful couple. Can you give us that website or that link so that listeners, if they want that gift or learn more about you, they can go to that link because we only have 2 minutes left, Julie.
Yeah, absolutely. So the link is bit.ly/nocompromise.
Excellent. And so listeners, go to that link. And that's a gift from Julie for all listeners today, a three-step formula to create your dream relationship. Thanks so much, Julie, for talking with me today. I could talk to you for hours. It's always a pleasure. You've really helped us think a lot about fertility challenges, as well as how to attract a soulmate. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And listeners, again, if you're interested in learning more about Julie Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, her book called I Still Want to Be a Mom, Escaping Hopelessness and Embracing Motherhood, her free gift for all listeners, or her coaching programs, go to RadiantHeartLove.com. She's also on Facebook at The Soulmate Strategist. And as always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help your relationships be the best they can be. So listeners, until next time, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.